Well, good morning. I think there are certain things when we study the Bible that we just can't get around. And one of those things is that the Bible can be a difficult book to understand. Peter recognized this in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 14 through 16, when he said that there are some things that are being written here that are just difficult to understand. Some things are hard to understand. And certainly history has proven this to be the case. It's been almost 2,000 years since the closing words of the Bible have been penned, and we're still left scratching our heads and wrestling over certain passages and their meaning. For instance, I don't know what Paul's thorn in the flesh is. That's just something that's difficult to understand. And for the life of me, I can't figure out in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 why Paul makes an appeal to the angels. I don't understand it. It's hard. It's difficult. And of course, the book of Revelation has caused many difficulties because it's a hard book to understand. The Bible can be very difficult to understand. And as a result, various attitudes have been taken towards Scripture. Some have said, well, you can't understand the Scripture. It's not knowable unless the church interprets it for you, unless you get a bona fide clergy man to come and tell you what it means. You have to have someone explain it to you. You can't understand it for yourself. In more modern times, it's common to hear people say, you can't understand the Scriptures. No, you can't understand it. You have to wait for the Holy Spirit to come upon you. You have to wait for God to whisper the meaning in your ear. And that's a very common attitude towards Scripture we have because of the difficulties, because it can be hard to understand. It's caused many people to just throw up their hands and give up and say, I'm not going to try and understand it. Look at all the divisions. These so-called Christians are all claiming to learn from the same book. It's a hard book to understand. They're all teaching something different. They say it can't be understood. It must be that we just can't understand the Bible. Well, what I'd like to present to you this morning is that this notion that we can't understand the Bible, that we can't understand God's Word, is not only contrary to the Scripture, but is contrary to common reasoning. And so what I want to notice this morning is that we can understand the Bible. With so many people around us asking the question, can we understand the Bible? I believe that we can. We can know what God wants us to do based on His Scripture. And I'd like to begin by pointing out that God's very nature tells us that we can understand His words, that He is a powerful God, demands that we can understand the Scripture. Turn with me over to the book of Romans, chapter 16. Romans chapter 16, verse 26. Here Paul makes mention that this message that God has given to us has been made known to all nations. Look in Romans chapter 16, begin with me actually in verse 25. It says, now to him who is able to establish you, according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which has been kept secret for long ages past, but now is manifested, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the eternal God, has been made known to all nations, leading to obedience of faith. Paul says that this is made known to all nations. It's not made known to just a few. This was the eternal God's, the eternal God wrote these things. The all-powerful God. And He made it known not to a few people, not to those who have the Holy Spirit come upon them. He didn't just make it known to those who listen to the church and the clergy. No. He made known to all nations. It was made manifest by the eternal God. Turn over to 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4. Here Paul describes God. He says, this is the one who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. God not only made this message known to everyone, but He expects all men to be saved based on their knowledge of the truth. This all-powerful God expects us to know His Word, to understand His words. And the words of the Bible certainly are the words of the all-powerful God. Turn to Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1, beginning in verse 11. Here Paul writes, for I would have you know, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. Here Paul says, this message, the one that's been revealed, the one that all men are supposed to know, this isn't from me. This isn't from us. This isn't from the writers of the Bible. This is from God. This is from the all-powerful God. And he revealed it so that you can know it. Turn with me to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. And verse 13, here Paul says, "For this reason we also constantly thank God, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it, not as the word of men, but for what it really is, the word of God, which also performs its works in you who believe." Paul told the young church at Thessalonica, he said, this is what it really is. It's not from man. No, the Bible is really from the all-powerful God. That is where these words come from. These words that all men are to know. These words that are to save us and that we are to, that have been revealed, that they have been manifest to all nations. And these are the words that we're supposed to understand. Now, if we can't understand the message that God has sent to us, then God is not all-powerful. Because the all-powerful God has commanded us to know His Word. He has put this Word in our hands and said, know it. How can an all-powerful God fail to do what He intends to do? How can He fail to set out what He has intended to do? No. God is all-powerful. Therefore, the words will accomplish what He wants them to. The words will do exactly what He wants them to do. They have been revealed to all nations. They are expected to be known by all men. After all, that's what He intended them to do. So God is an all-powerful God, and as such, He can make scriptures that we can understand. But going further, God is completely fair. He is a just God. He is a righteous God. Turn with me to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5. God commands men to understand His Word. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 15. It says, "But if you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another." But I say, I'm in Galatians, I'm sorry. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. Here Paul writes, "Therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time because the days are evil. So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Paul said, God expects you to understand His words. God expects you to know His will and His message. Turn with me over to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. Here, a passage that may be familiar to some of us. Here Paul writes, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the words of Christ." Now, Paul expects them to hear the words, but he expects them to go further than that. He expects them to understand His Word. Because how can we have faith if we don't understand what we're having faith in? We must have faith in what we hear. That means that Paul expected these people to understand. Paul expected them to know what God had revealed. God expects man. God commands men to understand His Word. But further than that, John chapter 12 will tell us that God expects, or God not only expects us to know His Word, to understand His Word, but God will judge men according to their obedience or disobedience to this Word. Look over in John chapter 12, down in verse 47. It says, "If anyone hears my sayings and does not keep them, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me and does not receive my sayings has one who judges him. The word I spoke is what will judge him at the last day. For I did not speak on my own initiative, but the Father himself who sent me has given me a commandment as to what to say and what to speak. I know that his commandment is eternal life. Therefore, the things I speak just as the Father has told me. Jesus said, you have to know this because these words are going to judge you. You have to not only know them, but you have to obey them. Look over in the book of 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Here Paul writes, beginning in verse 6. For after all, it is only just for God. It is only just for God to repay with affliction those who afflict you, and to give relief to you who are afflicted, and to us as well, when the Lord Jesus will be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, dealing out retribution to those who do not know God and to those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. These will pay the penalty of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Paul said there will come a day of judgment. And depending on how you have read the scriptures, depending on whether you have understood and whether you have done those things, that will dictate where you spend eternity. Now, if we cannot understand the Bible, if the Bible is something that is too great for us to comprehend, I would suggest to you that God is not very fair at all. He demands that we obey his words or we will be destroyed. Now, ignorance will not be an excuse with God. If God is a completely fair God, as I believe he is, if he is completely just and completely righteous, then the Bible must be something that we can understand. And it must be something that we can obey and that we can act upon. But beyond God's power and his justice, God is always faithful to his words. God is always faithful to his promises. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15. Paul here says, "And that from a child you have known the sacred writings, which are able to give you wisdom that leads to salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work." God told us exactly what his word would be able to do. He said that this word will give you wisdom. This word will teach, it will reprove, it will correct, it will complete, it will equip. Now, how can his word do any of those things if it cannot first be understood? We have to understand his word in order to use it to gain wisdom, to teach, to reprove, and to do all of these things that God promised that his word would do. God is a faithful God. God is true to his promises. Now, well, turn with me over to Isaiah chapter 55. We'll go ahead and turn over there and read that text. Isaiah chapter 55. Not only does God assure us that his word will do various things for us if we understand them, but in Isaiah chapter 55, beginning in verse 10, the prophet says, "For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth and making it bare and sprout and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it." God's word will accomplish what he has set it out to do because he's faithful to his promises. Because when he says something, he will make it come to pass. How can it accomplish that purpose without first being understood? If we can't understand the Bible, then God must not be faithful to his promises because he has promised us what his word will do. And those things that he has promised are based on our understanding of that word. He told us that the Bible would accomplish his desires. He told us that it would equip us with wisdom, that it would make us complete for his work. If God is faithful, and I believe that the God we serve is faithful to his promises, then the Bible must be something that we can understand. It must be something that we can grasp and that we can read and that we can know what he expects us to do. The Bible can be understood. But now I'd like to look at the Old Testament as an example of this, of what I'm talking about here. God gave the Old Testament for the purpose of revealing His will. He gave it to the Israelites, and He expected them to live by it. He expected them to understand what he wanted them to do and how they were to live their lives. Psalm chapter 119 talks extensively about God's word and His law. It talks about how meditation on His word will give wisdom, insight, and understanding. It talks about how His word, this Old Testament that was given, it gives understanding to the simple. Psalm 19, verses 7 through 11 is another great passage. We're not going to take the time to read these this morning. But another great passage about the law of God, His word, the Old Testament, and how the law of God was to be understood because it would make the simple wise. It would enlighten the eyes. We sang the hymn this morning. The law of the Lord is supposed to be understood so that it can enlighten the eyes of those who need it. Turn over to Deuteronomy chapter 30 with me, if you will. Deuteronomy chapter 30. And begin reading with me in verse 11. It says, "For this commandment, which I command you today, is not too difficult for you, nor is it out of reach. It is not in heaven that you should say, 'Who will go up to heaven for us and get it for us and make us hear it, that we may observe it?' Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, 'Who will cross the sea for us to get it for us and make us hear it, that we may observe it?' But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may observe it." When God revealed the Old Testament to the Israelites, He expected them to know it. He said, "You're not going to have to find someone who's going to go up to heaven for you and bring it down. You're not going to have to cross a great gulf to get it." No, He said, "This word is to be understood by everyone. It's to be understood by the king just as well as the common man. Everyone was supposed to know it. It would enlighten the eyes. The only way that these things could do this is if they were understood, and they were to be understood by all people." But now look over in the New Testament with me. Turn over to Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17. We find that when we go over to the New Testament, the same people were still expected to understand the Word of God. They were expected to know it and to use it. Acts chapter 17, verses 1 through 3. "Now when they had traveled through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. And according to Paul's customs, he went into them and for three Sabbaths reasoned with them from the Scripture, explaining and giving evidence that the Christ had to suffer and rise again from the dead, and saying, 'This Jesus whom I proclaim to you is the Christ.'" Paul went into the synagogue of the Jews, where they were well familiar with the law of Moses. And he reasoned with them from those Old Testament scriptures. He expected them to be able to interact with the scriptures and to be able to know and understand and learn from those things. He expected them to be able to understand the scripture. Turn over with me to the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22, verse 29. "But Jesus answered and said to them, 'You are mistaken, not understanding the scriptures, nor the power of God.'" Jesus was speaking to these people and He said, "You're supposed to understand. You're supposed to know what the Bible says. This isn't something where the Holy Spirit has to come on you. This isn't something where you have to be taught from someone else. You're supposed to know. You're supposed to understand what God expects of you." They were capable of understanding it. They were capable of understanding the Old Testament. And they were expected to do so. And I think in the same way, I think this offers an excellent example about how we must understand the scriptures that we've been given today. We are expected to know the New Testament. We are expected to know even things of the Old Testament that pertain to the New Testament. We are expected to understand the scriptures because of God's nature. He has given them in such a way that we can understand. and because of the Old Testament as an example for our understanding. But before I leave this lesson to you, I want to talk just a little bit about why some people don't understand. Why do people not understand? If the all-powerful God has given it in such a way that it can be understood, and if the completely fair God that we serve demands that we understand it so that we can obey it, and if he is faithful to his promises, that he has promised that we can understand it, why don't people understand it? What is holding them back? Well, I think first, some people just don't want to study. Some people don't put the proper amount of time into understanding the scriptures. In Acts chapter 17, verse 11, we read about some people, the Bereans, who search the scriptures daily. And that must be our attitude. We must have the attitude that we're going to put the time in. We're going to search the scriptures because we can understand it. Turn over with me, though, to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who desires, who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth. Some of your older translations may actually say study there. Study to show yourself approved. Be diligent. Give that diligence. Give that time to understanding. And notice, so that you can accurately handle the word of truth. This is something that was meant to be understood. We can understand the Bible. It's a matter of if we're going to give the time to understand the Bible. Are we going to put the effort in? Those who do not study will not understand, but it will be their own fault. Turn back with me to Matthew chapter 22. We read this verse just a few minutes ago, but in Matthew chapter 22, in verse 29, Jesus answered and said to them, "You are mistaken, not understanding the scripture, nor the power of God." Jesus, he didn't blame the scripture for their misunderstanding. He didn't say, "You don't understand the scriptures, but, you know, they're hard to understand." No, Jesus said, "You don't understand the scriptures. You haven't put the time in. You have not allowed yourself to study it adequately." He blamed the people who misunderstood. He suggested that they hadn't done the work that was required. Turn over to the book of Hebrews, though. Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12. The author says, "For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is an infant. But solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil." Are our senses trained? Can we read the scriptures and discern? Can we discern the scriptures? Do we have that level of knowledge that we can understand the scriptures? The Hebrew author thought that we should have that. That's what we should be attaining. That's what we should be building up to, so that we can understand the scriptures. Those who don't understand the scriptures may demonstrate a lack of study. But false doctrines also play a role in people's lack of understanding. Turn over with me to the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Begin with me in verse 2. It says, "But we have renounced the things hidden because of shame, not walking in craftiness or adulterating the word of God, but by the manifestation of truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, in whose case the god of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving, so that they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." Some people have been blinded by false doctrine. Some people have been so involved in false teaching and false doctrine that it just blinds them from the truth and they can't understand. Following after false doctrines gets in the way of understanding the scripture. It is, as Jesus described, the blind leading the blind. False doctrine can hinder someone's understanding of the scripture.
But go over with me to Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1, Paul was concerned because some of the Galatians were following distorted gospels. Galatians chapter 1, begin with me in verse 6. Paul says, "I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel, which is really not another, only there are some who are disturbing you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to what we have preached to you, he is to be accursed." Paul said the Galatians were following a distorted gospel, and it hindered their understanding. They didn't see the true gospel because they were following after the distorted one. However, does this excuse our misunderstanding of the Bible? No, it doesn't excuse us. We are still responsible to search the scriptures, and we are still responsible, and we are still capable of understanding what the word of the Lord is. Well, lack of study, false doctrines, but also some people just have closed hearts and closed minds. Turn over with me to the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew chapter 13. Beginning in verse 13. "Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because while seeing, they do not see, and while hearing, they do not hear, nor do they understand. In their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is being fulfilled, which says, 'You will keep on hearing, but will not understand. You will keep on seeing, but will not perceive. For the heart of this people has become dull. With their ears, they scarcely hear, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they would see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart and return, and I would heal them.'" Jesus said that people often close their eyes, they close their ears to the truth, because they don't want to understand. They don't want to truly know what the Word of God is. Now why is that? Well, you know, they may be prejudiced. Perhaps they've believed a certain way for years and they just don't want to change it, no matter what the truth on the matter is. So they refuse to consider the evidence for other views. Or they may be too proud to admit that they're wrong. But for whatever reason, there are these people who close their eyes. They close their ears. They don't want to understand the truth. And as a result, they reject the truth when they do hear it. Turn over with me to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning in verse 2. Paul tells the young preacher, "Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth, and will turn aside to myth." There will be people who will come along and they will willingly misunderstand the scripture. They don't want to know what God says. They don't want to have God telling them how to live their lives. So they just turn away from it entirely. They turn aside to myths. They want to get these people who will tickle their ears and will tell them what they want to hear. And it's not because they can't understand the scriptures, because God's nature has told us that we can understand the scriptures. The Old Testament example has showed us that we're expected to know the scripture. Because they don't want the truth. They don't want to understand the scripture. They don't want to understand how God expects them to live their lives. And when we've reached that point, that is truly the saddest point in our lives, when we no longer care to learn about truth. To say that we can't understand the Bible is not only contrary to God's nature, because God is an all-powerful God, and God is completely fair. He is a just God. And he is a God who is faithful to his promises. No, we can understand the scriptures because God has provided them for our understanding so that we can grow in the knowledge of his word. And to say that we can't understand the Bible is contrary to the Old Testament example that we have.
God revealed His will in the Old Testament, and He expected them to understand His will. And it's no different with the New Covenant. It is no different. We are still expected to understand the Word of God. People who must understand His Word, people who don't know what God expects of them, have only themselves to blame, because God has laid it out. It is for us to follow. We can both hear and understand what God expects of us. We have no excuses to ignore Him. So I ask you this morning, if there's anything that you need help with, if there's anything that the church can help you with, if you need prayers of the saints, come, let us help you. Understand the Scriptures. Know what God expects you to do. He expects you to live in accordance with His will. If there's anything we can do this morning to help you, please make it known at this time as we stand and as we sing the song of encouragement.